Federal agents join the shooting investigation. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Into the murders of five people and the wounding of 18 others in a gay bar in Colorado Springs, Colorado on Saturday night. U.S. Attorney Cole Finnegan.
We pledge on behalf of our office and the Department of Justice that we will work as hard as we can to find justice in this instance.
The district attorney says the charges are still being prepared against Anderson Lee Aldrich, but they will include five counts of murder. City officials saluting the two patrons, one of them a veteran, who disarmed the shooter, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers.
We all want to ensure that our community is not defined by this tragedy, but by our response to it.
The Georgia mom who reported back in October that her 20-month-old son wasn't in the home when she woke up one morning was arrested today and charged with the boy's murder after bones were discovered in a landfill.
This afternoon, the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia confirmed that they are, in fact, human remains. Additional testing, including a DNA analysis, is being conducted, and we have every reason to believe that this will confirm the remains are Quentin's.
Chatham County, Georgia Police Chief Jeff Hadley says 22-year-old Leilani Simon has been their only suspect. In Washington's Skagit Valley, a public auditorium filled to capacity today for the memorial service for 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, one of the four University of Idaho stabbing victims, his mother, Stacy, saying,
"We're here to honor the life and legacy of our son and brother, Ethan Chapin, one of the most incredible people you'll ever know."
Police have widened their search for evidence and have been knocking on doors for several blocks around the murder scene, asking to see surveillance or doorbell camera video. They have yet to make any arrests in the case. America is listening to Fox News.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you, and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
There's been another earthquake in the South Pacific, this one in the Solomon Islands, with a magnitude of 7.0. No word yet on damage or injuries. On the island of Java in Indonesia, they've counted 162 bodies so far, and they're still digging through the rubble of the earthquake that struck there earlier today. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to North Carolina to take part in a Friendsgiving at the Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point today. President praising the service members for their sacrifice.
"You are literally, not figuratively, the greatest fighting force, the best fighting force in the history of the world."
Earlier at the White House, the president pardoned two turkeys in a holiday tradition.
I hereby pardon chocolate and chip.
But a White House brokered deal to prevent a freight rail strike as soon as 2 weeks from today appears to be derailing.
The largest rail union, SMART-TD, rejected a White House-backed labor deal without publicly detailing why.
"What's your plan to avert a national railway strike?"
"We're going to be talking about that today."
President Biden was personally involved in advancing a deal between rail bosses and unions and celebrated in September. Now, a White House official tells Fox, as the president has said from the beginning, a shutdown is unacceptable because of the harm it would inflict on jobs, families, farms, businesses, and communities across the country.
Fox's Peter Ducey reports a strike could cost the country about $2 billion a day and trigger a new supply chain crisis, but Congress could step in to block the strike. A judge ordering Amazon to stop retaliating against workers who engage in workplace activism. The case brought by the National Labor Relations Board after an employee involved in union organizing at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island, New York, was fired. Judge denied the NLRB's request to reinstate the worker. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.